Exclusive, John Baker, Ideological Minorities Can't Take Over Countries If Citizens Don't Wake Up. By Robert Krajicek on July 14, 2022. John Baker, Professor Emeritus of Law at Louisiana State University Law School, warned that ideological, philosophical, and political minorities can seize control of countries without popular support if citizens are disengaged from politics. The Revolutionary War was won by less than a majority of people supporting independence, so minorities can actually take over countries, Baker stated on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. A politically disconnected citizenry is vulnerable to a type of hostile takeover of government and other institutions of power, he added. Baker continued, "It is absolutely critical that people understand where this is all going, and if they don't wake up and do something about it, there will be the attempt to continue to concentrate power." Baker described the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in West Virginia v. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, as the implementation of a constitutional blockade against a federal government takeover of America's electrical power system. He analogized the EPA's attempt to categorize carbon dioxide emissions as pollution, ostensibly to combat what it describes as climate change driven by fossil fuel consumption, to the Obama administration's moves to seize control of healthcare via the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. "You have to think of this against the background of Obamacare," Baker said in his analysis of West Virginia v. Environmental Protection Agency. "That was a big move to take over a very large part of the economy, which was healthcare, and now comes along the attempt to take over the electrical power system in the country. That's what it's all about." The EPA's attempts to seize control of the country's electricity production and distribution is part of a broader campaign waged by the administrative state towards further centralization of control in the hands of the federal bureaucracy, Baker observed. He remarked, "You have to put this against the deeper background of the administrative state. And that's what Justice Gorsuch was doing in his concurring opinion. And he and the dissent written by Justice Kagan went at it. And what it really came down to, as Justice Kagan said, was that the majority, but especially Justice Gorsuch, was going after the administrative state. That's exactly right, because what's happened is the Congress doesn't do its job, and it turns it over to the administrative state." Baker said the Democrat Party and broader left are worried about future U.S. Supreme Court rulings enforcing constitutional restraints on federal government powers following the West Virginia v. Environmental Protection Agency decision. He stated, "I don't think the decision is a one-off, and more importantly, the left doesn't think it's a one-off. They worry that this whole thing is going to really go after the administrative state and pull it down." Baker considered how news media would react if right-wing people were intimidating or threatening left-wing justices. "What's really amazing is the unwillingness of those charged with law enforcement to protect the justices," he determined. "I mean, if the shoe were on the other foot and the right was doing this, which it never does, there would be outrage. There would be the argument that we're overthrowing democracy." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.